And then I started to understand a lot of what I'm telling you about why it's legitimate. And then I wanted it, and I could not get it. I'd go from Holy Spirit-filled church to Holy Spirit-filled church and get slathered with oil and nothing. And I'm sitting there, nothing. And one of my mentors said, you know, you already got it. That's what I say to you. You already got it. It's just a matter of getting your mind out of the way. Because your mind is going to say, it has to pass through me if it's real. I'm in charge. And so when you start and it sounds like gibberish, your brain will be like, that's just stupid. And you call this spiritual? Go read your Bible or something. Okay? That's how it worked with me for years and years until Denali started talking. And then we'd have these full conversations at 18 months. And I knew exactly what she was saying. I said, oh, yeah? Well, what's that like? I was just going back and watching videos of it. She would tell me, even to this day, I cannot understand what she's saying. But me in the video will translate exactly what she said, an interpretation. And I would converse right back with her. And then she'd go back and say something. And then other people would come in the room, and she would have this full conversation with them. And they'd go, and she'd look at them like they were so stupid. And she'd look at me like, will you please interpret for me? And so I'd tell them what she said, an interpretation of the tongue, and then they would talk right back. And that's when I realized God loves it when I try to talk in my spirit language. He thinks it's so cute that the only person in the world who can understand me is him. And it gave me the freedom to just start sounding like an 18-month-old. Because in my spirit, I probably was just 18 months old. And then what happened is over time, I'd start to notice sentences or phrases. Or if you listen to it now, if you were to record it, you could tell there's a syntax and there's grammar. And I can tell with my brain that it's a real language. The things that your spirit needs to know and be reassured of, that's what's happening. Anybody ever felt really discouraged, depressed, down, can't handle life? Some of you are nodding. Some of you put your hands up. And those of you who aren't, I know that you're really in that list. This helps. I do this every day. This is what it sounds like for me. See, I can do that as easily as I can say, hola, me llamo Kelly. ¿Cómo está? ¿Y tú? ¿Dónde está el baño? Right? One's with my brain, one's with my spirit. It's so natural. It's so natural to just switch over and switch over. And when I say it like that, it's like, oh, well, that wasn't so weird. I don't go in a trance. God's about to come on me. I'm going to speak in tongues. It's not like that. And the woman who'd been all big eyes, she goes, I have heard your prayer language before. It's like, what? And there was a woman in her old church who had been a missionary to Africa. And when she came back, she brought back the recordings of the African tribe. And you know what they sounded like? I'm not even doing it right. And the girl who has the clucking language goes, really? My language is a real language? This whole time I just thought that this was crazy. And the woman who'd been doubting tongues the whole time goes, that is a language from sub-Saharan Africa. I've heard it before. I thought it was so weird then, but now I believe. So yes, tongues can be clucking because there are plenty of people in this world who speak with clucks and tongue clicks and totally. Absolutely. It's a great question, Joshua. Singing all the time. One of my favorite things to do, work, the grocery store, anywhere in public, sing in tongues. Nobody thinks it's weird. They just think that you are la di yada yada seri yada po manaya edalina yada. People tell me, you are just so happy. You are just so filled with light. I'm like, I know, it's Jesus singing through me. Beri yada kasom, I need some more peas. Bori yada kashoman. Everyone just treats it like it's humming. But if I were to walk through the grocery store going, body yada kasai yada kata, clear out. There's a crazy in aisle 3, right? It's amazing what a little bit of tune will do. When I'm praying in tongues, my brain oftentimes is active. That's just because I've got this high power brain that never stops and drives me crazy. And so what I'll often do is I will send it on another assignment. Okay, so I will oftentimes go, okay, I want to be praying in tongues. So I'll start praying. This is my prayer language. And in my mind right now, I'm thinking about the stuff I need to pack when I get home. So I'll be like, brain, you think about things you need to pack. My brain's like, okay, I'll go do that. And it then becomes distracted, right? Like this overactive golden retriever. And then my tongue can do whatever it wants. And really, I'm not paying attention to my tongue at all. I'm really with my brain thinking about what I've got to pack. You guys are all listening to my tongue because that's fascinating. But I just went through the bookshelves in the kids' room and I'm still stuck on the kitchen.